Of course, in our movement, we are very lenient. Child 16 year old followed four regular principles. Sometimes we feel that that's the qualification. But that is a very neophyte qualification. Lord Kishore Das Babaji wanted to show the world what the real qualification of a real disciple is. And that is that the mercy of your guru is more essential than your life. That there's absolutely no reason to live another moment without the mercy of guru. And if you don't have the mercy of guru, you have absolutely no purpose to fulfill in this world. Your life is a useless thing. Better to end it. And when Lord Kishore Das Babaji saw this sincere, heartfelt determination and devotion, the urgency to take shelter of the lotus feet of a pure devotee, even though Lord Kishore made a vow to never take a disciple in his life, he broke that vow and accepted Bhakti Siddhanta as his own disciple. Gaur Kishore Das Babaji, as we have just sung in his prayer, he was Namo Gaura Kishoraya Sakshat Vairagya Murataya. Vairagya Murataya means he was the very embodiment of renunciation, Vairagya. No ordinary devotee could ever even dream of trying to imitate the renunciation of Gaur Kishore Das Babaji. Trust me, I've heard many stories. So many materialistic people would always be trying to grab him, asking for material blessings. Because especially in India, people consider that a sadhu is like a commodity where you go to get some material blessings. Give me health, give me wealth, give me money, give me life, give me all these little material necessities in life. But this is actually a benefit. One should approach a pure devotee for the mercy of God. One can go to the store, the hospital, the doctor, the local politician, to request his material needs. A sadhu is meant to give them a God. So Gaur Kishore Das Babaji, because he was so empowered and so effulgent with spiritual realization, people were always going to him like this. So what he did is he didn't want anything to do with materialistically. Unless someone was serious about going back to God, he didn't want to talk to him. What he did to avoid the materialistic associations is he went to the place on the bank of the Ganga where everyone would go to pass through. And in the summer, which is, you can imagine, steaming stool pervading all directions, horrible odors. Abominable. He would take care of his business and get out. But he lived there. He would chant day and night, holy name. So he felt no materialistic people are going to come here for blessing. And he was right. Nobody came. Now one time this one man did come. And he was somewhat materialistic. Gaur Kishore Das Babaji could see his heart. He had a very incredible perception of things. So this man said, give me a blessing, Babaji Maharaj. I want to be your disciple. So Babaji Maharaj said, you are a materialist. Get away from me. I don't want any bother with you. If you have come for love of God, if you have come for pure devotional service, then stay. Then we can talk about blessings. I don't give you material blessings. But you see, the mentality is, you ask for anything, you get the blessings, and that blessings is like a carte blanche credit card. You can use it for anything. Once you get the blessings, you can use that blessing to purchase anything you want. So he wanted the blessing. And he insisted that I don't want anything material.
I want the mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu from you.
And therefore, Shri Ramasamy Sanam. From your Lakshmi series about spiritual life, going back to God. He said, when you stay here in this school camp next to me for the rest of your life, and then I'll give you one. And that person immediately got up and ran as fast as he could. Another time, Gorka Shorab Babaji, he was becoming very famous and still being bothered, even in the school that he was still bothered. So he decided that he'd have to ruin his own reputation. And what he did is he had one person who was a follower of his. He was a very rich man. But Gorka Shorab said, you go to the town of Navadvip and you get the most expensive piece of cloth you can find. And bring it back. And he brought this beautiful, beautiful silver cloth with all sorts of designs. And Gorka Shorab Das Babaji put that on as a dhoti. And he started walking through the streets of Navadvip. Anyone who was thinking he was fully renounced, just me. Even the most renounced people, when they get a little money, they become spoiled and they start enjoying the time. Even Gorka Shorab Babaji is now bogus. He has fallen down to the material opulence, enjoying work. But in this way, everyone was criticizing him. And then Gorka Shorab Babaji, he left Navadvip. He took off the dhoti, put on his old tattered piece of cloth, gave the dhoti back to the man and said, you have served its purpose. And then he was done. So when Gorka Shorab Babaji was about to depart from this mortal world, he was so humble that he told the people around him that after I die, because I am such a wretched fool, you should take my body and drag it in the streets of Navadvip and feed it to the dogs. But then after he left this world, these people, they took his body and they put it and feed it to the dogs. These were all Babaji. And I thought these were his only disciples. He came to feed us a crime. What are you doing? This is will. He ordered us to do this. This is the supreme humility of the Vaishnava. You cannot take it seriously. No, you must take it. Bhaktisiddhanta, he said, my Guru Maharaj, he never touched a woman in his life. He was pure. He said, let any of you who have not touched a woman in the last year come forward first. Then you can take it. Nobody said. He said, I'll even be more than you. Anyone who has not touched a woman in the last month. Gradually, the crowd got smaller and smaller. In the last week. He said, let any of you who have not touched a woman in the last 24 hours come forward. And all the Babaji's went away. And then Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakura took the body himself and of course this area was off his upper teeth. This is where Bhaktisiddhanta lived. And on his own land he built this beautiful samadhi for the spiritual master. And the beloved God, Shri Ramananda Shodas Bhagavad Gita. Hare Krishna.